This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. warplanes bomb an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. The strike early Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At a Pentagon news briefing on Friday, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Nourdine Shushan, a Tunisian national and IS operative known as Sabir.
This is not the first time we've taken direct action in Libya or against other high-value ISIL targets, and it may not be the last. We will continue to target ISIL and its infrastructure wherever it exists, and when opportunities such as this emerge, we will exploit them.
Cook said the airstrike was a clear demonstration of the U.S. military's commitment to go after Islamic State militants wherever they emerge and prevent the group from establishing new safe havens. Local officials said at least 40 people were killed. Western officials told the New York Times that more than 30 Islamic State recruits were among the casualties. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for the second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential poll to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Witnesses say police took Besigye and other top members of his party, the Forum for Democratic Change, away from their party headquarters in Kampala. Police had fired tear gas into the building as party leaders tried to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities. Provisional results released by Uganda's Electoral Commission Friday show President Museveni leading with about 62% of the vote. Besigye is second with 32%. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron says talks on his country's EU membership will continue at a summit of European leaders in Brussels. On Twitter, Cameron wrote that negotiations are continuing into the evening. A cabinet meeting won't be possible tonight. One will be held if and when a deal is done, he said, in announcing that he would not fly back to London as previously planned. European leaders have been discussing the future of Britain's EU membership and the migrant crisis, among other issues, in a marathon session since the summit opened on Thursday. President Obama and the First Lady have paid their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, whose body is lying in repose in the Supreme Court's Great Hall in Washington. The Obamas paused at Scalia's flag-draped coffin Friday afternoon and then stood briefly before a portrait of the conservative justice before leaving the court building. Earlier, after a brief private ceremony attended by family members and the other eight justices, mourners began filing by Scalia's casket. Anti-abortion advocate Larry Cirinano was one of them.
Oh, Justice Scalia's legacy, I think, as someone who would have jibs and jabs with Justice Ginsburg back and forth. He's just a jovial, fun person to be with, a bright intellect, certainly a leader on the court.
Scalia, who was appointed to the court by Republican President Ronald Reagan in 1986, died last Saturday at a remote hunting resort in Texas. He was 79. Voters in two U.S. states are expected to further clarify the race for the White House on Saturday as the Democratic and Republican fields both hold primaries and caucuses. South Carolina holds the Republican primary, while Nevada will have a Democratic caucus. Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump tried Thursday night to downplay a controversy with Pope Francis about building a border wall between Mexico and the United States. The Pope, that is, had said Trump's statement was not Christian and not in the gospel. Trump initially called the Pope's remarks disgraceful, but later said during a nationally televised town hall that he has a lot of respect for Francis and that the Pope may have been given the wrong information about the border plan. And Harper Lee, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book To Kill a Mockingbird, died Friday at age 89 in her hometown of Monroeville, Alabama. A statement from Lee's attorney said the author passed away early this morning in her sleep and that her death was not expected. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.